I could not understand why the Lord would tell me to make a choice between the two groups He showed me in hell when I was already a born-again Christian. I have accepted Him into my life, and He was still telling me to make a choice whether I want to go to hell or not. I could not understand. I started to pray and ask God to give me a revelation of what He meant and what He wanted me to do. The Lord revealed to me that I was harboring a lack of forgiveness and resentment in my heart towards one of my sisters, as well as to my cousin. I asked the Lord to forgive me for my unforgiving spirit. I also asked my sister to forgive me for harboring anger and bitterness in my heart towards her. The Lord instructed me to go and ask forgiveness from my cousin. The Lord also reminded me that there was a time when I acquired a teaching job with a fraudulent diploma, and He considered that to be debt and theft. I was determined to do whatever was right, and I asked the Lord to help me through this problem and to show me an easy way out, because this was a serious crime which could send me behind bars. He directed me to go to the Department of Education and confess what I had done. I was ready to go to jail if it was unavoidable. I experienced the Lord's favor in a big way. The officials at the Department of Education told me that I should decide what I wanted to do, whether to pay back the salary I had received fraudulently from the government or not. They promised that whatever decision I take, they will not press charges against me because they were stunned by my confession. Our God is a faithful God who honors His word. If you are in a situation similar to the one I was in, I want to encourage you to do what is right, no matter the consequences. You might be incarcerated in the earthly jail, but that is temporal. No pain or shame will compare to eternity separated from God. Hell is not a nice place. It is better to allow God to judge you now before it is too late. We must not fear God's judgment while we are in the time of grace. We must allow Him to expose whatever is wrong in our lives while we still have time to make right with Him, because there is no forgiveness on the other side of the grave. My second trip to hell. On October the 18th, 2005, I woke up at 5:30, but I could not go to work. I was feeling very weak and drunk. I could not move or turn around in my bed, and the presence of the Lord was very heavy in the room. I was trembling and felt electricity going through my body. The Lord came to take me just around 8 o'clock that morning, because the last time I had looked at my watch, it was 7:48. And He arrived very shortly after that. He greeted me and said that we should go again because time was fast running out. I stood up and we began to walk. The way we were walking on that day was very different from all the other times. Although our legs were doing the walking movements, we were sort of floating more than walking. While we were on our way, Jesus told me that all sins are bad, and there is nothing such as small sin and big sin. All sin will lead to death, no matter how big or small. The Lord told me that we were going to visit hell again. And then He asked me if I was afraid. I answered that I was afraid. Then Jesus said, "The spirit of fear is not from my Father or from me. It is from the devil. Fear will cause you to do things that will land you in hell." Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And fear is the direct opposite of faith. It is obvious that fear does not please God because it destroys one's faith. For the whole time we were on our way, we were walking side by side. But as soon as we arrived at the gates of hell, the Lord took my hand into his hand and held it for the entire time we were in hell. I was very happy that the Lord was holding my hand because the firm grip of his hand removed all the fear from me. The place was still the same. Nothing was different from the first time. There were flies, worms, extreme heat, the smell, skeletons, the noise. Everything was just as it was the first time I was there. We entered the same ugly gate again, and the Lord took me to one group of people. There were many people I knew when they were still alive on earth. The poor people were in a terrible state. They looked miserable and in great agony. But the worst of all was the look of hopelessness on their faces. The Lord pointed out one middle-aged woman whom I knew before her death. She had died in a car accident at the beginning of 2005. I was shocked to see that woman in hell because we all knew her as a God-fearing and God-loving person. The Lord told me that that woman loved him and he also loved her. She had served him when she was on earth. She had led many people to Christ and she knew the word of God very well. She was kind to the poor and needy. She gave to the poor and the needy and helped them in many ways. She was a good servant of the Lord in most ways. Those words of the Lord shocked me even more. And I asked him why he would let someone who had served him so well end up in hell. The Lord looked at me and said that this lady had believed the deception of the devil. Although she knew the scriptures well, she believed the lie of the devil that there are big sins and small sins. She thought that a small sin would not lead her to hell because, after all, she was a Christian. The Lord continued, I went to her many times and told her to stop what she was doing, but many times she would reason that what she was doing was too small and too insignificant. And she attributed my warning to her own feelings of guilt. There was a time when she stopped for a while, but then she convinced herself again that the warning was not from me, but her own voice, because that sin was too insignificant to grieve the Holy Spirit. Then I asked the Lord to tell me what the sin was that woman has committed, and the Lord answered me thus. This woman had a friend who is a nurse at Oshakati Hospital. Whenever this woman was sick, she would not go to hospital and pay for her hospital card as normal practice. She would just pick up the telephone and tell her friend to organize medicine for her from the hospital dispensary. Her friend would always oblige and tell her to pick up the medicine at a particular time. Firstly, she decided to accept the lies of the devil about small and big sin and rejected my truth. Secondly, she caused somebody else to sin and steal on her behalf. But worst of all, she grieved the Holy Spirit. And this is what caused her to be in hell. It does not matter whether you bring millions of souls to the Lord, it is still possible to go to hell for grieving the Holy Spirit. You must not only care about the salvation of others, but you must be careful not to forget about your own soul. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit at all times. After the Lord said those words, he said that we should go back. Now, many Christians who have heard this story do find it problematic. They would always ask me, now what about justification? What about mercy? What about grace? Is it possible to lose your salvation after you have received it? Is it not a bit too harsh? Can God be so cruel? These are the questions they ask me. Well, my brother, my sister, as I have said elsewhere in this book, I am not presenting any theology here. I am just telling you what the Lord has shown me and taught me and what he has allowed me to experience. Please refer to your Bible for answers. Look at the following verses and make up your own judgment. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 27 says, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." Romans 6 verse 1 to 2. "What shall we say then? Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?" Romans 6 verse 12. "Do not sin reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in its lust." Hebrews 10 verse 26 to 27. "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries." Now the question is, can I go to hell after having served the Lord and led many to Christ? You be the judge.